Welcome to North Idaho Radio 97.1 FM Sandpoint. I am Mickey Hemingway of MK Hemingway Coaching and Consulting, and this is my monthly radio show, Moment with Mickey. This show is focused on local businesses, organizations, and community activities that impact business and life here in the Sandpoint area. I've lived in Sandpoint since 1997. I spent the bulk of my career working for national retailers at the corporate level, managing store operations. 8 years ago, I left the corporate world and opened my own business of coaching and consulting individuals, businesses, and their teams. Today, I'm very pleased to be speaking with a variety of community members. I will be joined by Nikki Luttman and Tim Bangle of the Lake Ponderay Repertory Theater, Jessica Kimball, founder and owner of Sandpoint's Best Lifestyle magazine, and Carol Rusher, the owner of The Woods in Sagal. But first, let's review what's happening around town in the coming days. Tonight, Monday, January 19th at 5:30 p.m., is Wine for You's monthly wine tasting at Baxter's Back Door, located at the corner of 2nd Avenue and Cedar Street. Beth Giacomo, owner of Wine for You, hosts a monthly tasting where you get to taste 5 different wines and can order individual bottles or cases of your favorites at discounted prices. Tonight's tasting includes wines from Portugal. Visit Wine for You's website to reserve your seat. That website is spelled W-I-N-E, the number 4, the letter U, online.com. On Friday, January 23rd, is Toyota Ski Free Friday. Drive your Toyota, Scion, or Lexus up to Schweitzer on Friday and enjoy 1 free lift ticket for the day. Toyota and Schweitzer representatives will be handing out the complimentary tickets at the Red Barn parking area and at the roundabout near the fire station up the mountain road. After 1:30 p.m. on Friday, tickets can be picked up at guest services. You will need to bring a valid photo ID and car registration is required. Saturday, January 24th, brings a production of Swan Lake at the Panada Theater. This production has stunning costumes, intricate sets, and world-class dancers from the Ukrainian National Opera and Ballet Theater. The show is at 7 p.m. Visit the Panada website, panada.org, to get your tickets. The play, Cheaper by the Dozen, is being put on by Honey Pearl Productions on Friday, January 30th, Saturday, the 31st, Sunday, February 1st, and also the Friday and Saturday following, February 6th and 7th. Tickets and times of each production can be found on the website honeypearlproductions.luds.com. Saturday, February 7th, is the annual Snowshoe Roundup at Western Pleasure Guest Ranch. This is their 13th annual event at 1413 Upper Gold Creek Road. They have a 5K, a 10K, snowshoe races for all ages, plus a short, untimed buckaroo race for kids 6 and under. With recreational and competitive options and no experience required, this family-friendly winter event welcomes everyone. Registration is $25 and can be found on the website ultrasignup.com, and then just search for snowshoe. Tuesday, February 10th, is the monthly networking luncheon held by Group Level Up. The luncheon takes place at the Marigold Bistro from 11:30 to 1. These events are great for meeting other business people in the Sandpoint area. Visit grouplevelup.com to reserve your seat and to learn more. The Sandpoint Winter Carnival is coming soon with a kickoff happening on Friday, February 13th, with a parade of lights at 5:30 p.m. The parade starts at the city parking lot located between 2nd and 3rd Avenues and Church Street. Right after the parade is a block party at Jeff Jones Square at the corner of Main and 3rd Avenue. Visit the website sandpointwintercarnival.com for a list of all the events that will take place over the 2 weeks from February 13th through February 22nd. We're going to take a break right now, and then right after I will be welcoming my first guests, Nikki Luttman and Tim Bangle of the Lake Ponderay Repertory Theater. So don't go anywhere, stay tuned, and thank you for joining this Moment with Mickey on North Idaho's Talk Radio, FM 97.1 in Sandpoint, 1450 AM in Bonners Ferry. We'll be right back.
Start off the new year with new flooring. Pro-X Home Decor Center is the place to go for laminate flooring, waterproof vinyl plank, carpet, tile, and sheet vinyl. All in stock now. Check out their great pricing on quality cabinets. Stop in today and let our experts help you design the kitchen of your dreams. Pro-X Home Decor Center. Let them help you with your next project. Pro-X Home Center, serving Boundary, Bonner, and Lincoln counties. Pro-X is your hometown everything store.
Albertson Barlow Insurance Services in Sandpoint is your trusted, independent, locally owned and operated full-service insurance company. Scott and Ty understand that insurance these days can get confusing. They're here to assist you through the process and explain your options clearly, providing you and your family the right coverage for every need. Life, health, property, auto, and more. Contact Albertson Barlow Insurance in the Old Powerhouse Building, online at Albertson Barlow Insurance Services.
Hello, Don Thomas here with Selkirk Glass and Cabinets, and today I'd like to underline the word glass in our business title. A lot of folks, after entering our showroom with all its beautiful displays, are surprised to hear that we also have a 4,000-square-foot shop in the rear of our store. Outside of auto glass, we are a full-service glass outlet. The list is long of all the products and services we can offer to the homeowner or builder. We're talking custom mirror and shower glass, interior and exterior glass railing, skylights and deck cover systems, and even simple picture frame glass and ceramic stove glass. And how about those foggy insulated glass panels blocking a clear view out of your home? You will be pleased to learn how easy it is for us to make those windows and patio doors look brand new. I also need to mention that at Selkirk Glass and Cabinets, we're fortunate to have some of our area's most experienced installation and service teams on hand to help make sure that your glass, window, or door project turns out just the way you want it. Building your trust since 2007, it's time to head to Selkirk Glass and Cabinets. That's the place to go.
At Les Schwab, we've been changing the tire game for more than 70 years. We design our own exclusive tires to give you more tires made for the roads you drive, less compromise. All backed by America's best tire warranty included in every tire we sell. It's more unbeatable tire warranty, less charging you extra, like the other guys. It's all about you getting more from less. Stop by or book an appointment at LesSchwab.com.
Since 1989, the Idaho Lottery has given over $1.3 billion back to the state, providing funding to every single school district and hundreds of public buildings serving all of Idaho. For students, schools, and taxpayers, that's more than just a number. That's $1.3 billion and change, which means every time you play, you're helping the lottery fund the future of Idaho. Find out more at thankstowoo.com.
Singing of Idaho.
Welcome back. I am Mickey Hemingway, and this is Moment with Mickey on North Idaho Radio. I'm very pleased to have with me today Nikki Luttman and Tim Bangle. Welcome.
Hi, Mickey. How are you?
Very good. Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Yes. So you are here representing the Lake Pendere Repertory Theater.
Correct. Yeah. Tim is our artistic director, and I am on the board. And also involved as a producer for quite a few of our productions.
Wow.
Yeah.
And what does an artistic director do, Tim?
We're still trying to figure that out. It's a day-by-day thing. I've only been in the role for less than a year, like maybe 9 months or so.
Yep.
I stepped in when Keely moved out of town. So basically, right now I'm directing our shows. I've directed Arsenic and Old Lace last year, and then we're working on Midsummer Night's Dream. But this year we have a new director stepping in, and so I'll fill in as producer when he directs to give Nikki a break. She'll produce my shows. I'll produce the other director shows.
Okay.
Kind of run the main stage side of the business.
So how long has the Repertory Theater been in existence?
I believe they started in 2019 with Keely Gray. Then, of course, COVID hit. There was a break. But the first production they did, a lot of people saw in town, was Young Frankenstein. And that was very memorable. It was hilarious and kind of got our foot in the door for getting volunteers, sort of getting our name out there. And I've only been involved for about a little over a year. Keely asked me to step onto the board. And then when she was going through some transitions in her personal life, she stepped down and my responsibilities kind of stepped up because we no longer had an executive director. Mm-hmm. So as a board member who had other board experience, I sort of stepped into kind of a logistics role. And Tim stepped into the artistic director role, which He's being modest. What he does is he actually guides the direction of our productions and beyond just sort of giving us a goal of having an actual show to produce. He actually has a bigger sort of overarching umbrella of what he thinks we can do, what Sandpoint might be ready for, and then also make sure that those shows are unlike other people or people in town have ever seen. So that's the fun part.
Wow. And is the organization a nonprofit?
Yes, we are. We are a 501c3. And we have other board members also that have stepped up to help us organize. Kate McAllister, I'm sure you know. Terry Owens and Andrew Sorg, who's been involved with theater for quite some time. Who else is on our board?
Corey Repass,
who is amazing and has sort of started a new improv troupe that is also part of our production team, I guess you could call it, and they've been great. And then Callie also stepped up, and she is sort of does our front of house stuff. So, yeah.
And where do you put your productions on?
Most of the time, it's been at the Panada. We started branching out this last year with Always Patsy Cline. We did at the Hive.
Oh yes.
And so that we liked that venue and liked working with Mac. And so we're looking for other opportunities. We did the improv show at the Hive on January 2nd as well.
Sold out. Yeah. Wow. It was very fun.
So we're going to try to do more things this year with him and his team at the Hive.
Mm-hmm. That's a nice venue.
Yeah, it is. And then we also do some community work in town. We partner with Panada and POAC in the summertime to bring a kids camp, kids theater camp to the stage. And that usually runs about the same time as the festival at Sandpoint. So as not to compete with some, stage productions for them. So we put on a kids show, and it's been really great. This was the first year that I was heavily involved. My kids have, of course, been in it, but I wasn't really involved in it. That takes a lot of heavy lifting just to get that,
that
going with all those kids. So we're looking forward to doing that again this summer.
Oh, that's so. Last year, was that the first time?
That was the first time I did it. Oh. Keely had been running it before. That it was her focus was children's theater education. So this was the first year our new teacher Liz Eha stepped up to teach, and I was her producer, but also just sort of helped make sure kids were not running amok. So. It was a lot of fun, and it was a lot of high energy, and I'm looking forward to it again this year. Mm.
So what is the next production that you're tackling?
A Midsummer Night's Dream, our first Shakespeare show.
Oh, and it's just not the typical Midsummer Night's Dream, though.
No, I don't do normal shows. Normal shows are boring. We're setting it in modern-day New York City as kind of the concept, which allows for a lot of different spins on some of the scenes and acts within the show that people are probably not used to seeing. Mm-hmm. So we're only in week 3 of rehearsals so far, so we have a couple more months to go. We open the first 2 weekends in April.
Okay. All right.
So.
Well, yeah. That's exciting.
Yeah, it is. I get to be in this one, which is a lot of fun. So I play Titania, Queen of the Fairies.
Oh.
And definitely unlike any Titania that has ever been on stage before, I can proudly say that. I am having ankle surgery on Wednesday and will be either unable to walk or in a boot. And Tim has brilliantly written it into the script. So if you want to see me on the stage doing something completely unexpected, you should come see it.
I enjoyed Murder on the Orient Express.
Yeah, yes. That was my first show.
That was Tim's first show, and it was awesome.
Very unique.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Tim likes to integrate film elements and some other things. Music that is definitely a big part of this production. And I think the film elements are what makes it sort of even more unique than other stage productions. But that is something Tim actually is the mastermind behind the Other Dog Films, and he has been doing some movies here in town, and they are pretty awesome also. So we are lucky to have somebody who also understands film as well as theater as our artistic director.
Yes, that sounds very valuable to the organization. Yeah. So what is the overarching mission of like Pondere Repertory Theater?
I'd like to tell you our mission statement, but I don't remember it. But it's something about bringing theater and the arts and culture to Sandpoint through stage productions. And really, I feel like our mission is to create really good quality professional level theater. Considering that we are all volunteers, we all donate our time, we are just, we all do it because we love it. So I think that's one of the main things is we welcome volunteers. We really do have a tight-knit group of people, but all of our stage productions, for the most part, I can think of one where we didn't. We have open casting, so if you're interested in auditioning, you could come down and audition with us and see what you think. Our auditions for Midsummer were actually full. We filled every slot. So, yeah, it's the word is getting out.
Mm-hmm. I think my underlying mission is to incorporate kids in as many productions as we can because they're the future of performance art, not just in theater, but in film. So I cast a lot of kids in the film projects that I work on as well as the theater when appropriate. And we don't always do kid shows, but they're the focus of any endeavor that I do.
And I will say that's how I got involved. My daughters were involved with LPO Rep way before I was, and that's how I ended up on the board. And now my daughter, Hannah, is actually studying theater education and film at Boise State.
Oh, wow.
A large part of that is because of her experiences here at LPO Rep. She fell in love with theater and film, and I think it's really important that kids get that outlet for many reasons, not least of which is mental health, but also just that creative outlet for them is awesome.
We didn't have that when I grew up and graduated in 96, so I was up here, and we didn't have that here, at least especially the film component. We didn't have a group that was really working with kids in and around the area, so providing that opportunity for them is special. And I've worked with, we just wrapped a 5-episode series this last summer and working with kids for the last 5 years on the same project across two films and now a series. You know, it's been fun watching them grow up. Met them, she auditioned for the project, but she backed out at one point. But I've known the kids since they were 12 years old and now they're 16, 17. And they've matured a lot as actors and as young adults as well.
I will say part of the reason that it's a lot, it's a big commitment. Like doing a movie is a big commitment. And at that time, I did not have the flexibility to do that with two small children at home. But as my kids get older, that's one of the things I've discovered is I get to do what I want now. So here I am.
So if someone wants to learn more about Lake Pondere Repertory Theater, what would you tell them to do? Where should they go? Website?
Our Facebook page and website, lprep.com.
And they can definitely reach out to us directly. What's our email, Tim?
lprepertory@gmail.com.
Yeah, so they can reach out to us directly, and they can find me on Facebook individually. If they just have some questions, they can message me directly too.
Okay.
But yeah, we'd be happy to hear, especially we love we have another stage production coming up this fall, and it would be fun to have another blocked out audition schedule. So it would be really fun to see more people in town get involved with theater.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much for being with us today, Nikki Luttman and Tim Bangle with the Lake Pondere Repertory Theater. We're time for a station break, but don't change that dial. We'll be back in just a few minutes. You're listening to Moment with Mickey on North Idaho's Talk Radio, FM 97.1 in Sandpoint, 1450 AM in Bonners Ferry. We'll be right back.
Looking for the happiest hour in town? Discover Jalapeno's Muy Bueno Happy Hour with a rotating secret menu from 3 to 5. Think birria tacos, al pastor, chili queso fries, even Mexican pizza, plus Mexican draft beers, wine, and Hornitos margarita specials. Jalapeno's for catering. We serve parties on site or pick it up for your special event. Jalapeno's, lunch and dinner, Friday through Tuesday, closed Wednesday and Thursday. And don't miss Jalapeno's Muy Bueno Happy Hour, 3 to 5.
As a mom, comforting my family is what I do best. Vicks VapoStick provides soothing, non-medicated Vicks Vapors in an easy-to-apply stick, and it dries fast, so there's no mess. I use it to comfort myself and my family.
Thanks, Mom.
Vicks VapoStick, soothing comfort for the whole family. And try Vicks VapoShower Max for steamy Vicks Vapors when you need more comfort for yourself. Use as directed.
Hey y'all, Eli Wenders here. I want to talk to you about something that's more important than ever, taking care of the wildlife around us. Our planet is home to some of the most amazing creatures you could ever imagine, from the biggest bears to the smallest birds and everything in between. But here's the truth. Many of these animals are in danger, habitats are disappearing, and we're losing species at a rate we've never seen before. If we want our kids and their kids to experience the magic of wildlife that we have today, it's on us to step it up and take action. You can make a difference. Learn more about wildlife conservation in your area and how you can help, whether it's supporting local wildlife refuges, reducing pollution, or simply taking a little time to appreciate the wild beauty around you. It all counts. This is Eli Wenders. Let's make sure our wildlife is around for generations to come. Y'all take care of the earth and it'll take care of us. This message is courtesy of the United States Air Force.
World is celebrating 50 years in business, so we're offering great deals right now as part of our 50 Days of Savings sale.
For the first 50 new hot tubs sold, receive a cover lifter, steps, and a free gift, and save up to $5,000 off a new hot tub.
Also, for the first 50 days of the new year, get 50% off a cold plunge with the purchase of a Luleå or Reflection sauna.
If you're looking for a great way to start the new year and focus on health, stop by your nearest Pool World store and see what we have to offer.
As a wellness supplier, Pool World offers hot tubs from brands like Hot Spring and Caldera, saunas, swim spas, and cold plunges, all of which can be used for hydrotherapy, heat therapy, exercise, and relaxation.
Pool World, creating 50 years of backyard memories, one splash at a time, with four locations: Valley, Central Spokane, North Spokane, and Coeur d'Alene.
Welcome back. I am Mickey Hemingway, and this is Moment with Mickey on North Idaho Radio. My next guest is Jessica Kimball, founder and owner of Sandpoint's Best Lifestyle magazine. Welcome, Jess.
Hi, Mickey. Thank you for having me.
I'm so glad that you're here. So take us back, because you have your own business. You're the founder of this magazine, Sandpoint's Best Lifestyle. How did you get experience, and how did you start this?
Well, I can take you back to the beginning when it all started. Okay. And I just had my son, and I was a stay-at-home mom. And I was looking for something to do, and my aunt had been advertising in a local publication, and she said, hey, they have this spot available as a sales rep. You would be perfect at it. And I was actually like super nervous to even drive to Sandpoint because I was pretty sheltered and stay-at-home mom, you know. And he actually came to me, and we interviewed. And I didn't even have a computer. I actually borrowed one from my mom. It was a really small one. And I made it work, and I got hired, and I learned a lot. And I was there for 10 years.
Wow.
Yeah. And I really love it. It's my lifestyle. Mm-hmm. And I had an opportunity to start my own, and I had all the tools, and everything just worked out so perfectly. It was meant to be.
Wow. And I remember the first issue that you did. It's small. It fits in your purse. I love that.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then the most recent issue that just came out, I think it was your 13th issue.
Yes.
It's thick.
Yeah.
There's a lot of stuff in there.
Yeah, it keeps growing and growing. We started out at 32 pages, and now it's at 80, and we're going to have to add more.
Oh, well, that's exciting.
Yes.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
It's such an accomplishment.
Yeah, it is. It's a dream come true for sure.
Yeah, had you always, well, not before you had your job in the magazine industry, but had you always wanted to have your own business?
No, I never. Actually, this kind of all evolved.
Wow.
It worked out great. I had all the tools, and it worked out perfect.
Mm-hmm. So what is it about, you know, selling, advertising, and putting together a magazine that you enjoy?
I feel like it's more of a story. It's not just an ad. It's not just an ad for someone. It's more of a storytelling. Mm. You know, with the articles and what people have accomplished. I love to just show people off and let them expose themselves and show what they have to offer. There's so many amazing businesses and people in this town.
Mm-hmm. Well, tell us a story of someone that has gotten noticed because of being in your magazine.
Oh, there's a lot of them, and that's what keeps me motivated. I would say, you know, when someone first starts advertising, they start out really little, you know, not knowing when they're just opening their business or starting. And then I see them later on down the road, and they're just growing and thriving and adding people to their business.
Mm-hmm.
So it really helps everyone just, you know, be seen, brand yourself.
Right, right. And did you have any hiccups along the way, like lessons learned that, you know, we don't say failure, we just say that was a learning opportunity.
All lessons learned and all knowledge, and I wouldn't take it back for anything.
Yeah.
Everything is for a reason, and you learn the lessons so you can continue on to the next big project that you have.
Did you have any lessons learned that you had to learn the hard way, but you were glad that it happened?
Oh, yes. I would say my transformation has been because I learned the hard way.
Okay. Yeah. And you just kept going.
Just keep going. Keep showing up. Be authentically yourself. And if you have truth and honesty, then nothing can stop you.
Wow. So you don't just do the magazine. You do some other things too.
Yeah. Yeah. I took a break from marketing for a little while. And that's one of the things that you had just said. Would you take it back, or something that awesome that came out of it is the spray tanning. I do Bronze by Jessica spray tanning.
Okay.
4 years now. I'm at North Point Spa, and spray tans just make you feel really good. 10 minutes, and you feel like a bronzed goddess. Truly, there's something in it that makes you just feel, it puts a pep in your step.
Nice. And the North Point Spa, that's out in Ponderé, right?
Yes, next to the Elks Golf Course.
Okay. All right.
Beautiful spa.
But then you do some other things, too. You do social media?
Yes, I love the social media. That's a big part of the magazine.
Oh, okay.
Yes, that's some people even will tell me I print to me is great, but I really advertise with you for the social media exposure.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, it's pretty powerful.
So it's really kind of a multi-pronged approach.
Yes.
Not just print.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. There's and word of mouth. And, you know, someone always told me back in the day I should be a concierge for Sandpoint just because I've been in the industry for so long. And I can tell you where to find what you want or need in any business. Mm. And so it's perfect.
So you're a good connector of people.
Yeah, I love connecting people.
Nice. So have you done anything different with your business? How has it changed since you very first day you started?
Oh, it's changed so much. I can't even believe it. It's really grown into this beautiful thing that I never would have imagined how amazing it's all went. Hmm. And I've changed because of the people in the magazine.
Oh, really? Oh, yes.
Along this whole entire journey, if I showed you a picture of when I started into now, it's a complete transformation just from the tools in this town.
Awesome. That's amazing.
Yeah.
So you're a walking testament to...
I am. I truly am.
So does the Sandpoint community influence you? Obviously, the businesses have impacted you positively.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But what is it about the Sandpoint that just rings true to you, and how your business interacts with the community?
I would say that the relationships and all the businesses show up for each other. This is a massive community, and everyone here is so amazing. Each business that you go into, you can just tell that their passion, and it's got a vibe, it's got a feel, it's got everything. Is just, you can tell it's them and what they're using, what they're best at.
So if you had a personal philosophy for running your business, what would it be?
Positivity. Always stay positive.
Okay.
You know, you could pick things apart if you sat there and really looked at it, but I don't do that.
So you just focus on the positive.
Yes. Always focus on the positive, and just, you know, if it's in your heart, is in it, and you have passion for it, then it's just going to show. That's what shows.
What's the theme of your current issue?
The current one is the wedding issue, the Book of Love.
Okay.
And so I really like to tie in things that just help keep people to stay motivated and happy. And sometimes you just need to hear those affirmations. You know, that's one of the biggest things. I know you're really big into that.
Yes. You know? What we talk about, what we focus on, absolutely forms our world.
It does.
And if we're focused on negative stuff all the time, then we're going to feel down and held back. But if we shift that, just it's a slight shift of perspective. And you're looking at something from a different light and searching for the positive. Yeah. It makes such a difference.
Yeah, it really does. And I have a great, great team that my designer of the magazine and the editors of the magazine, we're all work together so well, and we all have the same passion and we all have the same values. And we really work together so perfectly. We read each other's minds. We help each other out. We all go in our own lane and we do what we're best at.
Oh, that's nice. That's a really well-formed team too.
Yes, it is. And there's no stress and no negativity.
Wow.
Yeah.
That makes all the difference.
It does. It really does.
So tell us some of the things that helped you transform yourself. What were some of the things that you did since starting this magazine? You said that you're transformed. If I looked at a picture of you from a year ago.
I've lost a lot of weight.
Okay. So healthy lifestyle.
Healthy lifestyle. My whole lifestyle has changed just from people meeting, you know, coming into the magazine, or even me meeting them through spray tans. You know, like one instant is my spin class. I love to religiously go to my spin class, and it keeps me motivated. It's great. It's like a party at 8 a.m. every morning, like Monday, Wednesday, Friday. And I met Tara through there, and she's just been a great influence in my life. A lot of people. I mean, everything. I could go on for days, Mickey.
So what's next for you with your business?
Well, I have some seeds right now that I'm planting, but I don't really want to talk about them until I see the fruit bearing.
Okay. Yeah, just a little tease, all right?
Yeah, but if you follow me on Sandpoint's Best, then I keep up to date with that, and I really like to show the businesses off, and you can really get to know things and places and people in this town that are the best.
And so tell us that handle again.
At Sandpoint's Best.
Okay. So you're on Facebook, Instagram?
Instagram. Facebook is Jessica Kimball.
Okay. And you're on TikTok, too.
Yeah, TikTok.
I follow you there too.
Yeah, we had a viral video recently. That was pretty cool.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
What was it about?
It was just a reel that was like viral that was going around, and we redid it.
Nice.
Yeah.
I've always wanted to go viral on TikTok.
Yeah.
So if you had a piece of advice for someone who's starting a business in Sandpoint, what would it be?
Have confidence in yourself. You can do it. You can do it. If you put your power into it and you really, truly want it, you can do it. Don't let anyone tell you you can't. You are capable.
Awesome. And there's people in the community to support you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's the biggest thing, I'd say, is the people that support you.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you, Jessica.
Thank you.
Lovely having you on for your first radio interview.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Thank you, Mickey. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you. It's time for another break, and thank you for listening to Moment with Mickey on North Idaho's Talk Radio. We'll be right back.
It's a new year and the perfect time to prioritize you. At Kiniksu Community Health, we believe whole health means caring for your body and your mind. Schedule your annual medical visit today and discover our behavioral health services. because mental wellness is just as important as physical health. Start 2026 off right with Kiniksu Community Health. Call us or visit kchni.org to learn more. Your healthiest year starts here. Kiniksu Community Health, whole health for your body and mind.
Stretch your budget and still get the best meat. Try one of Tim's Special Cut Meats' popular packages. The Pondere is 70 pounds of top-quality meat with chicken, beef and pork, T-bones, and bacon for just $439. The Spirit Package for $199 is a 32-pound variety of chicken, beef, and pork that can feed a family of six for a month. You can also get some smoked sausage and jerky made up. Tim's Special Cut Meats, one block west of Greens Ferry, just off Celtis Way in Post Falls.
Save big at our annual year-end clearance sale going on now at all 16 Cents stores. This sale has been extended because everything must go to make room for 2026 styles and designs. Right now, 20 to 90% off store-wide furniture and accessories. Floor models, discontinued items, and one-off items are marked down dramatically. Hurry into 16 Cents 3 shoes and 5 socks today. Ask about delivery and financing options. Big savings. Huge selection. Limited time. Check us out at 16cents.com. We're the store with a story. What's yours?
Cancer screening can save your life. Begin cervical screening at age 25. At 45, colorectal and breast screening. At 50, discuss lung screening with a doctor. Find resources for free and low-cost screening at cancer.org/get screened. This is a public service message from the American Cancer Society.
Ready for your next adventure? Wheels and Waves in Sagal has a thrilling selection of quality used cars, trucks, motorcycles, and UTVs. Find your next ride today. Our inventory moves fast. Visit Wheels and Waves in Sagal, Idaho, or wheelsandwaves.com.
All children deserve the best start. That includes good oral health. As life milestones are met, ensure they visit dental specialists at ages 1, 7, and 15. Around age 1, it's time for a visit with a pediatric dentist to help establish good oral health habits. At 7, it's time to see an orthodontist to ensure your child's bite, teeth, and jaws are developing properly. Around 15, it's time for a visit to an oral and maxillofacial surgeon to determine if your child's wisdom teeth need to be removed or monitored. Remember, milestones met, healthy teeth set. Visit specialists at ages 1, 7, and 15. Make these appointments at the right time to ensure a proper foundation for good oral health. Learn more at milestonesmet.org.
News Talk 97.1.
Welcome back to North Idaho Radio. This is Mickey Hemingway of Moment with Mickey, and I am pleased to welcome my next guest, Carol Rusher of The Woods in Sagal. Welcome, Carol.
Hi, Mickey. Thanks for having me.
I'm so glad to have you here. So we met a couple of years ago, and you had just started, you and Randall just started your business. Mm-hmm. So tell our listeners, what is The Woods in Sagal all about?
The Woods in Sagal is a woodsy retreat. To come and escape the city, we've created two short-term rentals, two rental units, as well as a couple of campsites. And we did so because we were we love the outdoors, and my husband, being from Alaska, needed to get out of the city. We decided to create a space for people to come and just explore Sandpoint, what Sandpoint has to offer, which is a lot, and just rest and relax and recharge.
Mm, and be close to nature.
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So describe, you said you had a couple of rentals, so that they're little houses or cabins?
I have one little cabin, so two-bedroom, two-bath, full kitchen and laundry area. Beautiful deck that overlooks a beautiful green pasture across the road. You'll see some Highland cows and Butler Mountain. My second unit is kind of like a little studio. It's got a kitchenette, a couple of queen beds, so it does still sleep four. Super cute spaces, one of the my favorite part of all this is decorating. Just doing something new, doing something fun. We are in the process of redecorating the little house because you get it cute, and then life changes, and you need inspiration. So we're in the middle of redoing the little house. The studio is super cute. Looks really well done. Yeah,
nice. And then you have pads where an RV can park.
We have two campsites up at the top of our property. The property itself is pretty amazing. We've got several little hills and valleys, and we've got water that runs through the little valley right now, which we really want the snow right now.
Right.
But right now we have a little stream running through. It's a seasonal stream that's just really beautiful. But there's two spots where you can put a small RV. Or, the vans, the camp vans, or a couple of tents up there.
Okay. And you have shared with me you were working on your garden.
Yes. My husband loves to build things, but he doesn't like to do things over and over. So he said to me, honey, I'm going to do this once. And so what do you really want? And the big vision is always big, and you start small. Not my husband. He's got to go big or go home. So we have about a 4,000 square foot garden. We have a couple of fruit trees and pear trees. What do we have? Plum. Oh, it's wonderful. Raspberries, strawberries. It's my happy place during the spring and the summer to get that all up and going. We did run into some struggles in the beginning because it's kind of on a hill. So I did a lot of research into the permaculture themes and making the garden more efficient with the space and the hillside. But it's done very, very well. So this will be my fourth year. So this will be the year that I can start harvesting from my fruit trees, because you can't do that the first couple of years. You have to let them mature and their roots get stable. So that's super fun.
Yeah.
One of my favorite pastimes.
So what did you do before you started the Woods and Sagal?
My background has been in finance. My whole career has just been finance.
Okay.
Sitting in front of a desk and 8 hours a day.
So this is quite a change.
This is quite a change, and actually a very unexpected change, because we were not going down this path at all. We knew we wanted passive income in our retirement years, and so my husband doing a lot of research as to how that's going to come about. And then he was in between contracts. We have a 3-story house just collecting dust, and I just had this sense of I needed to do something with my house. It's a 3-story house. It's just the two of us. Kids are gone. And I just had this sense, this need to clean and purge. And we raised our kids there. We've lived there for 18 years. And so I cleaned out the basement. And it's like, this is a really big space. We should really just remodel this and do something with it. So this is when we were living outside of Utah. We weren't here yet. So we remodeled it, put in a kitchen and a washer and dryer, and we said, well, we want to do long-term rentals now. Let's see what Airbnb can do for us. So we started out there and did really well. It was kind of surprising because we were living in the city at that time. So my husband wanted to get out of town. He was done with the city, grew up in Alaska. So he's like, I want to move. I want to get out of the city. So it's kind of funny because we got these maps of different states and we put them on our wall and we were looking at where we wanted to move, had to stay close to the family. So we started circling airports and activities, mountains and lakes and, oh, look, right here in Idaho. And then, oddly enough, a bunch of our friends started moving over here. One of them was a real estate agent, and I says, I'm having so much fun with this rental thing. Let's go down that path. So she found the property that we live on today, which is it's a beautiful piece of land, and it had two units already ready to go. So super, super fun, but not where I was planning on going with my life.
But are you happy with the decision that you've made?
You know, I am, because it gives me a lot of freedom. Mm. I have a 9-year-old granddaughter, and, you know, she's got a play that I can go to, you know, in the middle of the day. We're working the 8 to 5. That's not always an option. But I can spend 2 hours in my garden every morning, and it gives me a lot of flexibility with my time and the energy. Mm-hmm. I think as we get older, you got to keep moving. You got to keep moving your bones and stay active. And that gives me that opportunity.
Is there anything that you would have done differently, looking back, you know, from when you started it?
I think I learned a lot along the way, mm-hmm. and I think I would have started with a channel manager first off, which is they organize your platforms that you advertise on. So we're on Airbnb, VRBO, Booking.com, Expedia. But to coordinate the calendars was a bit of a challenge at first.
Oh, yeah.
I got two double bookings, and you can't cancel on an Airbnb or else you lose your super host status. So that was kind of a learning curve for me to really utilize the platforms and this channel manager. So I would highly recommend that to anybody who's going down this path.
I love that when you have learned something and then you can share that knowledge with people who are considering doing something similar. It's so nice that now they don't have to make that same mistake.
Right. Right.
That's wonderful.
Yep. We also did create a website, which has been a game changer. A lot of our customers, I want to say like a good 60% of our customers are families visiting locals, which is super fun for me, getting to know more people in the area. So we created our website to help save some costs, because those other platforms that we use, you know, they can charge like 14% to 22% booking fees. And when you go through our website, it's just a processing fee for the payments. So we save our guests a lot of money. A lot of return guests go through our website, and it's kind of fun. That's not my niche, so I have help doing my website.
Oh, yes.
That's, so, you know, you got to follow your strengths. That's not one of them for me.
Yep. It's outsource.
Yeah. And, you know, one thing that makes us a little bit different is we're not just the Airbnb where you come and you just, you know, lay your head. We live on the property. So we have an opportunity to meet all of our guests and offer ideas on where to go to eat, where the hiking trails are. I think people really appreciate that personal touch. One of the things I don't use is AI. If somebody books something, I connect with them individually. How can I help you? How can I make your stay better? We have a barbecue and flat stone grill there anybody's able to use, as well as the communal campground. And I started doing this little project with kids, painting rocks.
Oh.
So families who come in to stay with us, I'll bring all the materials for them to paint rocks and put their name on, and so that next time they'll come,
there's
a rock garden for them.
So Carol, if somebody wants to book a site, they would go to thewoodsinsagle.com.
That's correct.
Awesome. Well, thank you for being with me today.
And thank you for having me.
Yes, I loved it. And now in our last couple of seconds here, I'm going to give a little Moment with Mickey challenge to you. And this one is how you choose to spend your time. Not everything or everyone deserves your time, energy, and attention. You are not required to respond and react to everything and everyone. You have an infinite number of choices every day. Become aware of what you're choosing, what you listen to, what you watch, what you read, what you do, and who you spend your time with. Because you, yes you, get to choose. So choose wisely. Thank you for being with us today. If you're interested in meeting other business people in the Sandpoint area, check out my networking luncheon that I host the second Tuesday every month at Marigold Bistro. Visit the website grouplevelup.com to learn more. Thank you for listening to Moment with Mickey on North Idaho Radio.